ओम शांति। आज सतगुरुवार के दिन
ओम शांति
आप सबकी याद ले।
On the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances, as I reach the subtle region,
वतन में क्या देखती हूँ?
What did I see?
कि तीन प्रकार के transparent, बहुत सुंदर ऐसे room बने हुए थे।
There were three types of transparent rooms.
चमकती हुई दिखाई दे रही थी। तो पहले कमरे
beautifully illuminated.
जो lights थी।
So the first type of lights that were in the first room were moving up, down, left, right, and sometimes getting extinguished as well. So it was a bit of a strange scene. In the second room, there were lights illuminated. That were trying to support, catch hold of the other lights. And in the third room, there were a variety, different colored lights. Some of them were moving up, sometimes becoming a bit dim, and sometimes shining brightly. So I was looking at this scene, and after a few seconds, Baba appeared and said, "Child, what are you looking at?" I said, "Baba, today this scene looks very different." Baba then explained, "There's a bit of chaotic movement of the lights in the first room that represents the upheaval within the thoughts of some children. So without reason, sometimes the children have certain thoughts and they entangle themselves in those thoughts, they become confused and they continue to just circle around in those thoughts, in the trap of thoughts. And as the storms of Maya come to them, they become a bit desperate and they feel they don't have strength. And then the second room represents those children who are still copying others and comparing themselves with others. So this copying, this comparing with others gives the children little experiences, but not permanent experiences. This is the reason, the second group, sometimes they dance in joy, and then sometimes they will tell Baba, "I've become empty, Baba. I'm not able to have experiences." And then the third group of children are those who are making good spiritual efforts. They are dedicated in their efforts, but because of certain tension that they have, whilst making efforts, they are not able to experience the attainments. I then asked Baba, "So what should the children do?" Baba was then referring to the first group and said, "The children still do, they need to watch every scene as a detached observer. Sometimes they are detached observers, but sometimes they get entangled and get caught up in the upheaval of their own thoughts." Second group, rather than compare and copy others, remember the unlimited treasure store of blessings that Baba has given you, the treasures, the blessings, use these. Experience the blessings in your life, and then your intellect will not be pulled in other directions. You won't have any other thoughts. And then for the third group, Baba said, there are ups and downs that come even in spiritual effort making. The children have to make effort to experience being lost in Baba's love, the loveline stage. Baba has great love for the children. And Baba knows the children also love the father. And so sometimes this love enables them to create a stable stage, but you have to be lost in love. And then you will not experience this upheaval, this chaos in the stage. Baba was giving so much love to the children. It was as though waves of love were falling on the children. Baba said, all of these are my dearly beloved children. They are very much loved by the Father. They are those who are seated on the Father's heart throne. So just as the Father has a lot of love for the children, you children too have to create that stage for yourself. Continue to experience love from the Father. Then these thoughts that come at certain times or that make your stage fluctuate, all of that will end. Baba was making the children dance in happiness. I then offered bhog to Baba. Baba gave lots and lots of remembrances to all the children. I then returned. Om Shanti.